It's Wednesday, 8th of October 2014. This is HPR episode 1613 entitled, What's in a Nickname? It is hosted by Insius and is about 8 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to mikhail@insius.c or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is, Mikhail talks about his internet nickname.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
What's in an internet nickname? As Shakespeare did not ask in Romeo and Juliet. Many of us use an internet nickname. A few also use their nickname offline, at least in some contexts. My general internet nickname is Insius. And this is the story of how I came to use that nickname. I have used it only a few years, which is probably a lot shorter time than most HPR listeners have used theirs. I first used Insius as a domain name for my blog. I did not want a Swedish nor an English name, but something more general. Somehow I thought Latin would be rather useful. Latin is not too exotic and it's timeless, as there has been no native speakers for a very long time, as far as I know. And Latin might also give an air of sophistication and education. Of course, many Latin words are already used and even trademarked for various entities, so it took me a while to find a word that was both meaningful and in little use today. I don't remember how I stumbled upon Insius, but I immediately liked it. It means ignorant or unskilled. Perfect. By using that name, I keep everyone's expectations low, and it's also not very likely to be trademarked. I mean, who would call themselves ignorant and unskilled? A search for Insius on the almighty search engine came up with very few hits. It seemed like a rather rare word on the internet back in 2011. So I felt that I found the right domain name for my scribblings. It's also a short word. So I registered Insius.se and started blogging. At some point, I also registered insius.org. I really had no plan for what to use the .org domain for, but I found the idea of a website for, say, an organization for ignorance rather appealing. But there was a drawback. The domain owner name and address are in the clear if you search with Whois, for example, at least for those top domains. After a while, I received mails from different registrars giving me generous offers to also register insius.com in order to claim the territory of the ignorant. One of the registrars said I could have the .com domain for the low price of $550. And I even on two occasions received snail mail across the Atlantic, trying to convince me to buy the .com domain. Talk about an industry that produces practically nothing while charging lots of money. I didn't renew the insius.org domain as I just got bored with the spam and I did not really have any ideas what to use it for. And at the time I was also unaware of the possibility to own a domain without openly publicizing my name and address. At the time of recording this episode, the .com domain and the .org domain are registered in different European countries. Maybe there is a global growth of the appreciation of ignorance. Ignoramuses unite. About the time I started blogging, I also joined Identica. I used the nicknames Inskius there too. That is how it also became my nickname. So this is the first and only internet nickname I've used in different contexts. Before I have, of course, used many other names in different online fora and communities. Later, I've heard my nickname spoken by other people, and I realized I had no clue as to how it is pronounced. I never expected anyone to say my nickname. So I did a bit of research, and it seems that the Romans said Inscius, while during the Middle Ages in Church Latin it became Inscius. I've chosen the Roman pronunciation. That's the story of my nickname. So, has this been just an exercise in narcissism, and or are there any lessons to be had from this episode? Maybe that one day someone is going to try voice your nickname, and maybe it's good to have a nickname that is pronounceable. My real name is Michael. I respond to that too. And thanks for listening, and sorry for my slightly rough voice due to some cold.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.